Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Josh Rosen, there's a lot of people now getting him to talk about the situation with him in Arizona. He's broken his silence. He did an SITV interview, and it was during a trip he took with some friends of his and teammates at UCLA, is that right, that went to the Grand Canyon. Hope they had a nice time. He has remained quiet about his future, but now he's been talking. I think the best advice I've ever gotten in my life from so many different people is control what you can control. And whatever decisions are made, it's my duty to prove them right if they keep me and prove them wrong if they ship me off. I think probably, the season probably went as poorly as it could possibly go. But within that, I had an unbelievable time. I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or you can't read articles, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. I definitely understand the situation. It's annoying, but it is what it is. Football's a business, and I respect the higher-ups and their decisions. We won 3 games, and each of those wins, to me, felt like the Super Bowl. We had won it, and that feeling is so intoxicating, and that's why I just want nothing more to be part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete. Have you ever felt like that guy cared about football when he was at UCLA? Now he's claiming that he suddenly has a rush from winning 3 games in the NFL, that it's intoxicating. He seemed like he was bored with football to me in Westwood and at the Rose Bowl. He never looked into it to me. And now, like, he didn't even look into it to me in the NFL. He seemed like he's bored with the whole thing. Are you willing to say that I might have something there? Like, he has never looked to me like he gives a rat's ass.
And that was one of the biggest knocks on him going into the draft last year, was he looked like a kid that didn't care about football, that it didn't really matter to him, that it was secondary. And look, I think that honestly, the kid can play. Obviously, it didn't look great this year. It's partially, you know, who he played for. I also think it's wrong what's going on with him now. I really do. We talk about this all the time, how these kids get drafted in the first round. Some of them get thrown into the mix a little too quickly. You know, sometimes these guys are going to take a couple of years before they're at the top of their game. Kid plays 1 year, and then, you know, first offseason he's in the NFL, it's, well, they're getting rid of him, and they're going to draft this guy instead. I mean, what's going through the kid's head?
It's never happened before ever in the history since the 70 merger where a number one draft pick got traded the next year.
Right.
From the team that drafted him number one.
I don't care how bad he looked at times with that team, which was awful this year. Giving up on him after one season is just, I think it's, I've said it the whole time, I think it's ludicrous. I think they're stupid if they trade Rosen and take Murray with the first pick overall. I think they're dumb.
Have you heard these rumors that the team that wants him is the Chargers?
I could see that. Rivers can't play forever.
Right, so that they want to get him so that when Rivers is done, he's the man.
All these teams.
You think that guy wants to go stand on a sideline now and be a backup?
I think that he'd be just fine with it for a year.
Rosen?
Here's the thing. All these teams that have had quarterbacks for a long time.
That guy's not done in 1 year.
None of them have been in the position to get a top 10 talent like Josh Rosen. The Patriots, the Chargers, the Giants. You know, well, Giants obviously
the
were Redskins, there last year.
The Redskins, all those teams.
All these teams, you know, well, you know, those, I'm talking more your elite quarterbacks for last year. The Saints, you know, Breeze, Rivers, Brady, all those guys. Now you have a chance to get a guy that just went in the first round a year ago.
Right.
And you could get him for, even if it's a second-round pick.
Pennies on the dollar.
I mean, and then you have the heir apparent to possibly to a guy that maybe has a couple years left. But you give Josh Rosen a year with Phillip Rivers or with Tom Brady or with Drew Brees or any of these guys, like, you tell me that wouldn't be great for him?
Do you think Rivers is done in 1 year?
I mean, okay, two, three?
How many years, Mafia, do you think Phillip Rivers has left in him?
Two. I mean, you don't realize how old. I mean, he came in the same time as Big. We've been talking about for 2 years about Big Ben possibly being done, about Eli. Like, those guys were all in the same draft. He's the same age as those guys. He's performed better than them the last year or two, probably. I mean, Big Ben's performed well throughout this, you know, the last two seasons, but Eli's been trailing. He's at late 30s with those guys.
We saw it with Manning. We've seen it with other guys. It can all of a sudden just go.
Right. Well, I don't know. I feel like he's got my guess is he's got four seasons left in him. That's what I think he can play four more years. How old is he, 36?
If you think he can play four more years, then that's not a deal that I would make. I would make a deal if I'm the Patriots.
Does that guy look to you? I'm just asking, being honest. Seriously.
37.
Okay, he's 37. All right, so one guy.
He's 38 during the season.
Okay, fine. Tom Brady's 100, and he still plays like he's 30.
Tom Brady's a machine.
Okay, well, so is Philip Rivers. I think Philip Rivers is that guy's as tough as anyone in the league. Is he not he's a badass.
He's tough, but I don't think that he'll be playing when he's 41, 42
years old.
Do
you think he has taken so much abuse, Philip Rivers, that he can't keep playing? Because he looks like Ben Roethlisberger, to me, has taken a lot of abuse.
Taking a lot of hits.
I don't feel that
Eli
way.
Eli looks kind of shot.
I don't feel that way about Philip Rivers.
Rivers is also only signed through this season.
Trust me, if you think that they're getting rid of Philip Rivers in Los Angeles after this season, you must be tripping. Like, seriously, you don't think he's playing there for three or four more years? Or at least two? I said four. You guys say two. You don't think they're going to pick that guy up for another year or two?
I'm sure they will.
You're sure they will? Like, you have no doubt. I don't see any reason why they would stop playing Philip Rivers for any reason whatsoever. Maybe he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Maybe he doesn't like the move to L.A.
I think he's adapted, hasn't he, to that whole nightmare?
Guy drives back and forth to San Diego every day. I mean,
didn't he put in some kind of crazy, like he's driving like some like conversion van with a bunch of video machines?
But how long can you
watch
do that?
His video?
He's got eight kids at home.
He does. He watches video the whole time. Has he got a driver or something?
Got a whole baseball team at home. He's got to take care of.
He's just had another kid. He's got nine now. He just had another baby, number nine, his wife. She's a machine, that woman. She's incredible.
Either way, I think the kid would be in a good spot if he sat for a couple of years behind a future Hall of Fame quarterback and get himself ready, because I think he could play in the league. I think he was thrown into a bad spot this year, and now they're screwing with him out there, making it even worse.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But do you have any reservations that they're going to draft Murray?
I think it's possible. Where there's smoke, there's fire. We've heard too much of this now.
Right, so that
this happens every
year. So you think
year.
They're drafting him?
I think it's 50-50.
Mavia, what is your odds on them drafting Murray?
80-20.
Yeah, 80
that they do, yeah.
I'm with you. I think they're going to do it, and they're going to trade this guy. Did you you heard the story about the video they released of their season with nothing of him in it? No Josh Rosen in the video at all. Why would they release something like that before the draft? Some video of their upcoming season, and he's not included in any of it? I mean, that's unbelievable to me. Does that not say at all? Seriously, I know that's probably not a reason it would happen, but it sure looks like it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.